Blaine and Allison in the morning. 96.3 WDVD. Today's best hits without the rap. 96.3 WDVD.
Therapy Thursday.
It's time for analysis from someone who really cares.
96.3 WDVD.
What's on your mind we'd really like to hear?
All right, you want to help us out, do a little therapy with Dr. Steve? Now's the time. 313-298-9630. What we do is we get an email from a listener. Read it on the air, give our take on it, see what you would do if you were a psychologist talking to this person. Then we get the man, the myth, the legend himself, Dr. Stephen Craig, to tell us all about it, how he would handle it.
That sounds great, although I heard Allison handled it while I was gone.
I handled it.
She, quote-unquote, handled right. it.
I said you put me in charge.
Yeah.
I don't remember that happening. Did that happen?
I certainly don't remember that happening.
Thank you.
At all. Right.
Thank you.
I mean, Blaine, you know who I would put in charge if I could.
Right.
It would absolutely be Dana.
Right. Dana, absolutely.
Give me a
yeah.
break. Nice. Thank
there you.
You.
Go.
I just got my psychology degree or something.
You're feeling like a junior psychologist. Okay, so what do we have today?
Dear Blaine, Allison, and Dana, I listen to your program all the time and love the advice you give others, but now I need some advice for myself. Could you please read this for Dr. Steve? I feel very lost and hopeless right now. I am a 30-year-old single woman, and last week I broke up with my boyfriend of the last 3 years. My problem is not that we broke up. It needed to happen, and I was the one who broke up with him. My problem is that I just can't figure out why my relationships keep failing. My sister tells me that I never pick the right guys, but I find it hard to believe that it is always the guy's fault. I have had 3 long-term relationships over the past 7 years, and they all seem to fizzle out after a few years. At this point, I'm beginning to think that maybe I will just never find the right guy. What I need is help figuring out how someone goes about finding the right guy. What I want to do is to tell you about me and how I choose my relationships and see if any of your listeners can give me some tips or give me some things to consider. One, I'm not desperate. I don't just pick any guy. I actually have a well thought through checklist that I use. Things like someone who's good looking, good enough, not perfect, with a college degree, a good job, etc. Someone who shares the same interests I do. Someone who works hard, who likes the same things, music, food, etc. So I'm not flaky about picking a guy, and I have definite but not impossible criteria. Number two, I have patience and I allow people to be less than perfect. In fact, maybe I'm too lenient. I let some relationships go on longer than they should because I'm trying to make it work. And number three, I'm not high maintenance. I go out of my way to try new things and to not make people cater to me all the time. Four, I get along well with people and make sure my boyfriend's families and friends like me. So what else should I be doing? Am I missing something? Do I need to add more things to my list or take some things off? Do I need to be less flexible? Do I need to be less friendly? You know, the guys always seem to like the mean girls. There must be something I'm not doing right. I'm pretty, intelligent, and most people like me. So why can't I find a good match? Do I just need to calm down and trust that it will happen? Or should I change something about myself? Caitlin.
313-298-9630. So if you were a psychologist and Caitlin came to talk to you, what would you tell her? I actually have a well thought out, thorough checklist that I use. Wow. That just screams psycho. I'm sorry. If I dated a girl who had a checklist and I didn't fit all the criteria on that checklist, if I found out about that, yeah, no, that's not going to work.
Yeah. And can you tell me I don't know if you can tell, when I was reading through number one, I was skimming through it. She's got more things. At some point, I just started to skim and then like pick it up next sentence because there were more things than the ones I mentioned in her checklist.
Right.
So
I'm not high maintenance. No, go back to number one. You're high maintenance. you're high maintenance. Something else that she said was they all seem to fizzle out after a few years. Well, that's probably when you've really gotten to know each other and you find out that, you know, the fireworks are no longer there anymore. And now we're just doing day to day regular life kind of stuff. And that's when you find out if you really love someone or not.
When I got to the end of this email, did you expect it to be from Ashley?
Totally. And, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not. Who was the other chick?
Emily.
Emily, yeah, on The Bachelorette. Yeah, I totally expected it to be from Ashley from The Bachelorette.
I thought I was going to come up on the word Bentley, yeah. But I didn't.
The one who broke my heart, Bentley, 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 Bentley. What else would you tell her?
Well, she says at one point in her email, she says her sister tells her that she always picks the wrong guys. And then her next sentence is, but I find it hard to believe that it's always the guy's fault. That's not what your sister said.
Mm-hmm.
Your sister said you always pick the wrong guys. She
right
didn't
on.
Say the guys are always at fault.
Yeah.
I have someone like this who goes out of their way to pick the wrong guys. every single time.
Yeah.
And I say, really? Wow, we didn't learn from last time? Same guy, different name. No, different. No, not. Not different at all.
So true.
Yeah, and then also about the checklist. Honestly, we used to know somebody like this.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't an interview process. This is something that's going to happen organically. You're
exactly.
just going to, they're just going to show up someday. Warren came out of the blue. I was dating other people, just showed up at my house, didn't even know who he was.
Right.
You know, and that's just how it goes. You're
Colleen
out there,
just popped out of the pool
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, and there's, you
Dana
know.
Was stalking Dan. I mean, this all works out.
Actually, Dana did have a checklist and a thing. Rope in her car and duct tape. Yeah.
She was like the astronaut.
So yeah. I guess it does work
Adult
out.
Diapers,
I drove all the way to Dallas and back. But you got to relax a little. You're trying too hard. You're trying too hard.
313-298-9630. Oh, Caitlin needs to what, Amy?
Caitlin needs to relax.
Yeah.
I know Allison just said that, but I called like 10 minutes ago.
I know.
Oh, you get credit for it, girl.
Yeah, you win.
She's relaxed. If she just pulls back and just lets things will happen, but she can't act like this is a process.
You know what, though, Amy? Here's the thing. I think she reminds me of one of these people who has to have lists and has to check everything off. And it's going to be really hard for her to ever do that. I mean, that's going to be a real challenge for this woman.
Well, then she needs to challenge herself, because honest to God, it's not going to work otherwise.
Or discover the joys of wine or something. I don't know. Dana, what do you think?
I think I agree. I think she needs to get off this list thing. I mean, there's one thing to set standards for, you know, the type of person you want in your life. And there's nothing wrong with that, but to make it a checklist, this is not, you know, Match.com or anything like that.
No kidding. Hey, Brittany, what would you suggest?
It sounds like I agree with everyone else. You can't really have a checklist for life. You can't expect things to go the way you want. It never does. And I think what she's having is, I mean, she's getting into her 30s. I mean, I know a lot of people, they want to have kids, they want to start a family. So I kind of sympathize. I understand that she wants to, you know, find someone.
And she's kind of hitting the panic button, you think?
Yeah, because that's what if you look at the list, I mean, I know a lot of people, you have to be attracted to someone, but the first thing she said, he's got to be good looking. And it's like, I know tons of people that make these lists, and then they end up with people that don't even follow their list.
Right, because mm-hmm. they ended up letting it happen, and they just find out later that this person was right for them. Thanks for the call.
And I take issue with that too. I mean, obviously you want to be attracted to the person, so right. good looking is just kind of a duh and a given.
Right.
But in this case of someone that we knew that was kind of like this person, this good looks would always come. It was in the number one slot and never looked in a mirror to recognize you were never going to get the guy that you thought
dating
you
out of her league.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the thing is that for a relationship to really work, it's more than that. It's going to be an internal connection.
Right.
So don't automatically dismiss someone's appearance, you know, before you get a chance to get to know them, because you could be walking away from the person that you're meant to be with.
Kim, it's Therapy Thursday. This woman keeps losing guys and wants to know what she's doing wrong. What do you think, Kim?
She's wasting her time with dud guys, it sounds like. I mean, you realistically know within a year if someone's marriage potential. And if all three of her relationships fizzled out after 3 years or a few years, I think she's just wasting her time forcing something.
I think you should know within like a couple weeks, honestly.
Yeah.
If this is going to go the distance or not, I think 2 weeks is plenty of time. I honestly think that, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I think you know within 2 weeks. Really? You disagree with me on this? I find that difficult to believe, Dr. Steve.
Well, you're no Dana.
That's for sure. Dr. Steve, what would you suggest?
Well, I agree with everybody here. I would just talk about it a little differently. Part of my job is always spend so much time weeding through the bad advice people get in life.
Yeah.
And, you know, trying to undo it and get people just to get better perspective. And this checklist thing it happens all the time. You wouldn't believe the number of people who come in and sort of with pride say, well, but I have my checklist. And I'm like, well, I don't even get the checklist, because there's two major problems with a checklist. One is what's on your checklist changes.
Right.
If you actually found someone who fit all of your criteria, in a few years, you have different criteria.
Mm-hmm.
So what's good is it anyway? And the second problem with a checklist is people usually put the wrong things on the list anyway. They put things like, do we listen to the same music, or, you know, we have the same friends and things,
yeah.
which aren't those are interests, not traits.
Right.
If you're going to make a list, it's about are people flexible and respectful, and are they mature, and are they willing to grow and change in a relationship? But no one ever puts that on their list. They put, we go to the same concerts, things like that.
Yeah, I didn't set out to date a heavy metal dude.
Right.
It just happened.
Right.
You were like alternative chick at the time, too, right?
And if you think about it again, I mean, it's true. We all have some little idea in our head, but my idea changed. Mm-hmm. When I was dating in college, the music I liked then, for example, if I listen to it now, I'm like, oh, why did I like that stuff? Mm-hmm. It's going to change and grow. But the other thing that goes on here is that she's also working from some other advice that I hear all the time, which is it's about finding the right person. That don't worry, you'll just find the right person. But successful relationships aren't about finding the right person. It's about being the right person. It's about figuring out, what's important in you, what you need to know in life, what's important to you, where you're going to grow in life, who you are.
Right.
And it's not the, find the soulmate person out there. Like it's a where's Waldo, thing. You just keep looking and looking and maybe they'll find it. An interesting thing about that is you see that really true on these dating websites, like Dana mentioned, Match.com. If you look through the people who are, how do I say this? There's two groups of single people, single, never married, and single, previously married.
Right.
If you see those groups, what are they looking for most in a mate? The single, never married will say finding the right person.
Uh-huh.
The single, previously married say, I want a mature person who knows how to have a relationship, which shows you that they've already been down the path. They looked for the right person.
That person was wrong.
And that person was wrong. And mm-hmm. then they figured out that it really was about who can have a mature relationship. And so you can see through time that people recognize how to that's about you and how you get a relationship. Because great relationships aren't found. They're made. It's what you two do together.
That's the sentence you take away.
That's the golden nugget.
That's
every week.
It.
They're not
found.
They're made.
They're made.
Right. That, dude, put that on your website.
Right.
Great relationships are not found. They're made.
Oh,
DrStephenCraig.com.
I don't have that voice like that. Did you hear that? Well, I need you to do it as a voiceover.
You pay me. Take me to the red coat. I'll cut it for you. We'll put it on there. It's all set. You can check them out online, DrStephenCraig.com. Craig Counseling Services in Birmingham. Dr. Stephen Craig and Therapy Thursday on 96.3.
Blaine and Ellison in the morning. 96.3 WDBD.